last day of school in 2009 in June of her freshman year at the age of 14, my daughter suffered a sudden cardiac arrest while at a soccer practice and took her last breath in my arms.
Annette Adamczak recalls her daughter Emily's last moments, a tragedy that has since inspired Adamczak to work tirelessly to create an army of lifesavers to ensure no family ever has to endure a similar tragedy. She's teamed up with the American Heart Association and to date has taught hands-only CPR to 19,000 students in upstate New York.
Lock these arms nice and straight all the way up and push. There you go. Beautiful.
We teach the kids how to recognize the signs of someone in a medical emergency. We go through the American Heart Association's chain of survival.
Adamczak says students learn each step from ensuring the scene is safe to recognizing when CPR is necessary. She notes they teach students hands-only CPR, which can sustain life in the average adult for 6 to 8 minutes while waiting for help to arrive.
You know, the sooner you start CPR on someone that collapses due to a sudden cardiac arrest, the more likelihood they are to survive. If you can start CPR within the first 2 minutes, you can double or triple that victim's chance of survival just by pushing hard and pushing fast.
On this day, Adamczak was joined at Lancaster High School by a contingent of CPR instructors, ranging from a former Air Force medic and a hero police officer to the teenager whose life the officer saved by doing CPR just a few years earlier on the school's recreational fields.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening what happened to me, and I thought that everyone should know it because you never know when a freak accident like that could happen.
Senior J.J. Pisani, now a varsity football player, recalls very little about the day he collapsed, but he learned CPR at the request of Lancaster police officer Keith Curl, who helped save his life. Curl has since joined the effort to teach students CPR.
It's got to have a ripple effect to save lives. It just has to. Somebody's going to be in the right place at the right time, and hopefully if somebody goes into cardiac arrest, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people out there who are trained who are going to jump in and do this easy thing.
Former Air Force medic Mike Zeidel has been working alongside Adamczak since she began her push to teach students the life-saving skill in her hometown of Akron.
It's important that we help each other. Doesn't matter if we need help loading a shopping cart or helping somebody shovel their driveway. CPR is about helping people.
The hands-only CPR training sessions are sent to music, which makes it fun for students like Leslie, a sophomore at Lancaster, to pick up the skill.
It's pretty cool because now if someone passes out and I'm there, I can save their life.
Confident you could?
Yeah. Honestly, anyone could learn it easily.
Adamczak has visited schools to tell her daughter's story and teach hands-only CPR, beginning with her hometown of Akron, and traveling everywhere from Depew and Lancaster to Williamsville and even Olean.
I won't lie to you and tell you it's not difficult. There are certain classes that I can walk in a room and I will look at someone and I'll see something that resembles my daughter's smile, or someone will laugh and I will see my daughter, you know, from start to finish. But the thing that pushes us through and gets us to the end of the class, this is almost like a gift from Emily. And this is being done in her memory. And I know that we are going to teach some young adult how to save another's life. And it's going to make the difference in some family.
Adamczak was one of several people across New York who joined the American Heart Association's push to have the State Board of Regents mandate that students learn CPR before high school graduation, a measure the board finally approved in September. What would Emily say if she could see her mom now?
She'd probably be laughing and saying, "You're not sleeping again, right, Mom?" But for the most part, I'm hoping that she would be proud of what we have accomplished. We are so thankful, you know, that the local representatives, you know, saw that this was, you know, important, and it's something that we should teach our kids. We teach them how to spell. We teach them how to add. Why not teach them how to save a life?
Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.